You're listening to Kansas City's positive, encouraging K-Love. 97.3 KLRX, Lee's Summit, Kansas City.
The following program is a K-Love Public Affairs presentation. Views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily that of the host, staff, or management. Content may not be suitable for young children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues. Here's Rafael Sierra.
It's tough growing up. For many kids and young adults, life's lessons aren't learned in the classroom, but in the real world, making it even harder for at-risk kids to find the right path in life. But thankfully, an after-school program is helping kids find balance and hope for a better tomorrow. Dean Renfro is founder of the 180 Degrees program and is here to tell us about how the program is helping kids stay focused and on the right path to success. Dean, welcome to Closer Look.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Dean, please tell us about the 180 Degrees program. What's its mission?
Its mission is to passionately and professionally offer services to social-emotional learning for young individuals in schools and communities and whatnot. Its purpose is to help provide and equip these young people with tools so that they could navigate their way through life and enjoy success.
And please give us some examples when you say social and emotional.
Social-emotional learning is the ability to adapt to society through relationships and fostering growth in the individual through life skills development and social networking with one another. And because basically life is about how you react to situations, your emotional response to them, and we advise and help these young people to deal with their emotions and to regulate their behavior and emotions so that they can be productive citizens. And it's all about how they treat one another, how they offer themselves in teamwork situations, how they provide leadership, how they effectively communicate with others, how they set their personal goals and achieve those goals. And so that's what social-emotional learning is about. And we primarily deliver it through a curriculum, and we have a number of different curriculum from elementary-aged kids to college level. And so it's a matter of how they react to situations and how they can establish goals for themselves and lead productive lives.
Was there a particular reason why this program was started?
I've been in this field for a while, about 20 years now, and these are matters that are important to the development of young people. And we want to give them every opportunity we can to succeed. And it transcends learning these skills and behaviors transcends not only in their school life, but in their home life and their relationships with others. And it just helps make better people out of them and helps them to adapt to society and then function properly through character building and so forth in society and lead more productive lives with goals in mind and purpose.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of the program. How does the program work?
Well, in a school setting, what it is we provide the curriculum for a minimum of 3 hours a week for a semester, which is 18 weeks, and we recommend that the child be in the program for an entire school year or two semesters. And the program is implemented by a facilitator, trained facilitator, that's certified through the 180 Degrees program. And that facilitator helps guide these children through the process, through a review of the elements and components of the chapters. And it helps build them in their personal development, and it helps them with their educational prowess and achievements. And the byproduct of it is that they will do better in attendance at school, in behavior situations. They'll do better academically. And at the same time, they'll enjoy school more and want to be there and want to be a part of it. And a very important part of our program is that while in the process in school, that these young people participate in community service projects where they give back to the community. After they're equipped with tools to better their own lives and become self-aware of who they are and what their purpose is, then they are able to give back through sharing and service to others. That's a very important part. Empathy plays an important role in the 1A degrees program. Understanding other people, feeling admirable towards others, amenable towards others, and developing those relationships and fostering the development in others. Now, this goes, like I said, it transcends from school into the family, how they react to their parents, how they react to their peers, their siblings. And it's a change of lifestyle for many kids. And it gives them what we call an internal compass, where it's guided by their own value system that they develop. And their actions are expected to be compatible with their values. And if they're not, well, then they either have to change their actions or they change their values, one of the two. We don't tell what kids' values should be. They determine that based on what's important to them and what they are motivated to do. But then through positive reinforcement, we help them to achieve those personal values. And so that they do the right thing for the right reasons. A lot of it has to do with their attitude, developing positive attitudes and motivation to achieve the goals that they set out to do.
Can you give us some examples of what you or a student would encounter?
A student would encounter a classroom with about 20 other children in it. Sometimes it's a standalone class. Sometimes it's joined with another class, such as physical education or even math class or social studies, something like that. And they attend the class a minimum of 3 hours a week, and they decide on what goals they want to achieve. They decide on their own value system, but they do it in a very positive way that is consistent with the classroom goals, and they work together. They become an important part of the process, an important group. And they become very close, and they talk about issues and of the day, the current issues. We talk about history, culture. They take pride in who they are, and they become self-determined, and they become more focused on the direction that they're going. And they, above all, they help one another to become successful, and. As they advance through this, then they turn into helping others. Often these community service projects involve helping clean up a park, maybe a beach somewhere, or going to a retirement home, helping the elderly, going and to food banks and helping serve the homeless. They become aware of situations in society and offer a helping hand so that others may be better off as well. So it's all about improving the lives of individuals and establishing a purpose in their own lives so that they can be productive and valuable citizens.
This is Closer Look. I'm Rafael Sierra, and today we're learning about the 180 Degrees program and its mission to equip at-risk kids with the knowledge to be successful. Pastor Jonas Hayes is founder of Heartland 180. He introduced the 180 Degrees program to the Kansas City, Kansas Public School District in hopes of making a positive change in the lives of kids. Thanks for joining us on Closer Look today, Pastor.
Absolutely. It's great to be with you.
I understand that the program where you're at, it serves the Lee Summit and the Kansas City area. But I also know that, you did start or you had something to say about implementing it in the school district, correct? Can you talk to us about that?
That's right. The program in the greater Kansas City community really started with a conversation with Judge Delia York in the Wyandotte County Juvenile Court Services. And when we started to have a conversation about what the needs are in the Kansas City area, we really recognized that there really wasn't a program support structure for acutely at-risk youth, that for some youth that may have violated their probation or facing a new offense, or perhaps some students that are have excessive truancy issues, that we would have some kind of program and intervention to help them to succeed academically and to become productive members of the community. So it really started as a dialogue between the faith-based community and the juvenile court services, and that expanded into the Kansas City, Kansas Public School District and law enforcement, and we saw other churches that said they would be happy to help. So we've seen several sectors of the community really coming forward to put our very best effort to help those youth that tend to fall between the cracks in our community. And I just, as a pastor, felt that I'm not okay with this. I don't want to just stand by and think that somebody else is going to do something to help, but to provide a structure in place to be partnering with the agencies that can really help the most, and to have a grassroots effort to come together and help inspire and instruct these youth in tools that they can often miss in the classroom, tools such as social-emotional learning, financial literacy, community outreach, not just reading, writing, and arithmetic, and the elements that are so important to focus on in the academic classroom. We wanted to supplement that with other tools that are so helpful to instruct youth to become productive members of the community as they grow.
Okay, very good. And can you please tell me how it actually works? How do kids get set up with a program?
Sure. We receive referrals of students from both the Wyandotte County Court Services as well as the Kansas City, Kansas Public School District. We'll receive referrals from educators, from social workers, parents, as well as in the youth court system from probation officers or from a youth court judge. So that's really where we receive our referrals into the program. We can certainly receive a referral from any of those individuals in the school district or the court, or from parents, and we can consider that application as we plan for the next academic year.
Okay, so for this venue, is there a cost for this?
At this time, there is not a cost per child. We may, as we grow into the program later, have some sort of cost associated, but right now we are supported by the Kansas Department of Corrections. We also have received private funding from the faith communities and from individuals within the community who support this effort. We've also received a grant from the Rotary Club of Shawnee. We have a couple other foundations that we have applications that we've sent and are awaiting a response. But that's kind of where we are currently in terms of funding.
And, Pastor, what are some of the things that the kids are seeing when they go through this program?
They're exposed to, you know, bankers or retired educators or a local artist, maybe a musician in the community who comes in and tells them a little bit about themselves and how they succeeded in life and different ways that they've navigated life's challenges. And as they hear these stories and people in the community that are there for them and go through this curriculum and learn some tools and social-emotional learning and financial literacy, I've really seen where change begins to happen. And no longer do they feel alienated in the classroom, but they feel motivated. They feel passionate about what their strengths are and what they have to bring to the table when they're talking with their peers and with people in positions of authority. I've seen where that light bulb goes off and where maybe something that might have happened in the classroom that might have created a conflict, or perhaps they would have shut down or yelled at a teacher. I've seen where they have expressed themselves more completely. Maybe even if they had done something wrong, to learn about forgiveness and what does an apology look like? How do you make an apology? And what was that like for you to do that? So as I see students go through this program, for me, that is what is most encouraging to see. That's one of the hallmarks of the curriculum, that change happens not in big, wide sweeps, but the change typically happens one degree at a time. It's paying attention to the many things that we need to learn over a period of time to become successful and productive, faithful members of the community.
This is Closer Look. I'm Rafael Sierra, and today we've been talking with Pastor Jonas Hayes and Dean Renfro about the 180 Degrees program and its mission to help kids and young adults stay on the right path. We're coming up to the end of the program, but Pastor Hayes, if anybody wants to know more about the program or they want their child to be involved, who can they contact?
The program coordinator, Max Mendoza, his contact number is 816-359-7363. And for anyone who would like to learn more about the program, perhaps serve as a program facilitator, or if you have a child who you would consider as a candidate for this program, I would contact Max, and he would be happy to set up a meeting.
And back to you, Dean. Before we conclude, is there anything else you'd like to mention that we may have not touched on today?
Well, I'd just like to say that we are here to help. We want as many children to participate in the program as possible. There has always been, funding can be an issue, and so we tried to find funding. But we are glad to partner with any organization, any credible organization that has a like mission and like goals to 180, and just contact us and see what we can do to work together to help these young people.
Pastor Jonas Hayes and Dean Renfro from the 180 Degrees program, thank you so much for joining us on Closer Look, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you have any other questions, you can email me. Our email address is closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Rafael Sierra. Thanks for listening.
This has been K-Love Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.